When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here, as we have a lot going on here this hour. We'll do plenty of football. Me and Joe have really not gotten into anything yet for Week 18.
I know.
We haven't, at least for our radio audience, discussed these college football playoff games from the Monday night. So we have to do that, too. Hockey quickly, Joe. Bruins up 2-1 on the Jackets. We need them to finish the job. Carolina now leads the Rangers 3-1 in the third period. So the Rangers have some work to do, down two goals at home. Caps are up 4-2 on the Penguins. Canadians lead the Stars 2-1 in Dallas in the first intermission. So maybe some live opportunities out here, Joe. Chicago hanging around. They're down 1-0 with Nashville.
I told you. Yeah, what's going on? We're taking the over in the San Jose game with Detroit.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
I like San Jose at home.
So I like the over, 6.5. You want to do a parlay?
You want to do a parlay?
Parlay? Somehow they call it a parlay, I think. When you put two.
That's what they call it, Joe. That's correct. You got it.
They call it this parlay thing.
I like. How about Vancouver and the over?
Vancouver, the Canucks?
Yeah. Let's get you for your first. It's a new year. Get started right with your first hockey bet. What parlay the over in Detroit with the Canucks, Joe. Go ahead. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Plenty to do this hour. Lots of football talk from yours truly, Mike Carver, and, of course, the no longer encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi.
I'm not going to allow that.
The only day I'm doing it. I'm not going to do it beyond today. Not, it's just
4-0,
we have to.
4-0. 4-0.
Joe.
If
Joe.
You listen to our college football semifinal plays of the decade, we not only smashed your bookie in the face, we crushed him. We kicked him down a notch. We took our cowboy boots and we hit him in the shins. Not one, not two, not three, 4-0. Michigan, -2.5. Altered up to -6.5. Washington, +3.5. +152 on the money line and over the 61.5. 4-0, 4-0.
Joe. Let's get down to what really matters. After last Wednesday's games, which means we only had 3 days of bowl games left, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then 4 days, I should say, Monday as well. You had a 6-game lead in the bowl standings. 6 games. And I was able to overcome that with a ridiculous 19-2 stretch to get you by 2 games.
19-2, right. You hit 90%, 19 out of 21 games, supposedly. Man. I got to go back to the tape.
I don't know. I have it right here. I'll send it to you.
I want a drug test. I want to clear. I want to know if you're
on
the clear or not.
Only two losses from Wednesday on were Wyoming and
are you taking any
over in Oregon.
cognitive pills? Are you taking anything like that?
No. I just, you know what I did, Joe? I saw the board clearly the last few days of bowl season. I saw the board very clear.
I want a third party investigating.
Here's the best part, Joe, is that not only do I have the sheet of integrity here where I kept everything on it, but I also have, we can go back and just get all the clips of us doing the picks on the show. So we have that, too.
Why don't we do that? I think I like.
Okay, well, we'll get somebody on that.
The sheet of integrity.
I have the sheet of integrity here.
Either way, Joe. You weren't 19-2. I was the sheet of integrity.
It says it
right here.
I have the sheet, and the last 21 bowl games, I went 19-2. So, call it like it is, Joe.
Talk about a wheel. When we talk about wheels on this show,
yeah,
you're carrying the wagon wheel.
Well,
you are.
Should
I bring in some Dom Perignon?
I'm all right. I get the NFL playoffs too, and I basically go undefeated for the fall,
we won't even call you Carver anymore. Just be Champ. What's up, Champ? Hey,
that'll make me 3-0-1 for the fall.
You'll get your chance. So, that's what you'll be telling me.
You got a big moment coming for you in the NFL playoffs, Joe. Big moment.
I have nothing to prove. Nothing to prove. I'm a blue blood in this.
It bothers you.
No, the bowl season.
Losing the bowl season bothers you.
No, because I haven't beaten you in bowl season in 3 years of doing the show.
That's true. You haven't.
But this year,
you were on fire. You were peacocking around this place a week ago.
Blistering. 19-5.
You weren't 19-2.
Smashing your book
to finish.
In the face. And another shot. Bam. We're punching him right in the face. We're punching his cheek injections. He's got the cheek injections.
Here's what the sad, unfortunate reality is, Joe. We only have one game left in the college football season now.
Yeah, this is depressing, Carvey.
Where Joe gets very. But when you get to mid-January, Joe starts to feel it, and then once the Super Bowl comes, Joe's in like a real.
I'm checked out.
He gets into a bit of a dark place because it bothers him. It does, because he wants college football all year round, and he's got to wait a few months before the spring games and the totals start to trickle in and everything that gets him starts. And then once all that stuff happens, the conference odds and then Joe will start to the flame will start to kindle again a little bit for him, and he'll start to get
draft,
ready.
But Carver, what about the
draft too? You like the draft. The draft holds you over, but. It's tough for you not having college football.
Now we got the United
around.
Football League.
Yeah, where they chopped half the teams. No Vegas, no United. Seattle, no more Jersey Generals, no Houston Gamblers.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Were they trying to make money with that league, or were they trying to just run that?
I don't know what they're doing. I won't be watching. We're gonna cut out the Vegas. Are they gonna let all the teams play in their actual cities? Are they gonna let them do that?
That's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question. Joe, we have one game left now. Monday night, it will be in Houston, Washington and Michigan. Michigan minus the 4.5, 55.5 the total. Of course, next year they're going to play a Big Ten game, I think, the first Saturday in October in Seattle. Mm. So that's could be conference foes very soon. That's for sure. We'll get some thoughts from Joe on this game when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So Michigan and Washington, Monday night in Houston. Of course, Michigan gets the overtime win over Alabama. Big performance by them. But it was a blue-collar game, Joe, on several fronts, aside from maybe two things that bothered the hell out of me, which was Michigan's special teams effort and the center on Alabama not knowing how to snap the football. But which, I mean, Joe, that it was a joke, and it didn't matter on that last play, because if they were going to run up the middle, they weren't scoring whether that was a perfect snap or not. They were not going to score. But I just couldn't believe how many bad snaps the guy sent Milroe's way. And Washington with an incredible performance by Penix, and their defense being able to shut down some of the high-powered stuff that Texas did. This is going to be a fun one on Monday night.
It is old-school Rose Bowl style, right? Big Ten, Pac-12, and, you know, it's amazing that we'll talk about the late game first. I was so impressed with the cornerbacks, Muhammad and that secondary for Washington, because to hold A.D. Mitchell and Worthy for basically 3.5 quarters to one reception and 7 yards between both of those guys, phenomenal. I mean, yeah, they statistically came on, and Quinn Ewers had 300 yards in the end. He put up all the yards in the final 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, for 3.5 quarters, those players were non-existent. What a defensive effort. You know, people say that, oh, Washington's defense isn't good, and maybe the front seven isn't as stout as, you know, every other team that was in the playoff. But their secondary, they might have the best secondary of anybody in the playoff right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. In fact, I think that Penix is, and those great wide receivers they have, Odunze and the other guy, I think they're going to be able to throw on Michigan, Joe. Now, I really do. I think now 430 yards like last night, like the Sugar Bowl? No, I don't know about that. But I think he's going to be able to move the football through the air with those guys.
Keep an eye out as well. Here's the other factor, too. I agree with you. He used his legs last night. And if Michigan decides to go man-to-man with the national championship on the line, that could be a huge factor. I think I'm going to take his rushing total, because I can tell you that right now, everybody's going to be on the passing, and I understand why. I might alt his passing down, whatever the number is, to like 250, right? And then, but if they tack a rushing total on him with a rushing touchdown, I think I'm going to be all, because if that's Michigan's, if Michigan says we'll play man, he's going to slice and dice them on the ground.
Well, his passing number is 297.5 already.
So then I would go down to like 2.25.
2.25 is minus 650.
Right, but if you put it with a Penix
right.
touchdown.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, they don't have any rushing props up for Washington, obviously, because of the kid, Joe.
Because Dylan Johnson's out.
Johnson being hurt. Well, I guess, I mean, we probably won't know that till the actual game, but it sure didn't look like he was going to play on Monday, right? I mean, but.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, so if you put him at 225, right?
Right.
And then you put Penix with the tutty.
Penix tutty's plus 430 right now.
Right. So now you put that in, right? It's 451.
Yeah.
I think I might do that.
So do that.
That's a look up.
Now they'll have his rush numbers up on Monday once they make it official.
Well, they didn't have they didn't have it yesterday.
But yeah, we got McCarthy up here. I mean, McCarthy at 18.5. I think the McCarthy passing's a little low too, Joe. Although, like you said, if they end up running the ball, Jim's not gonna be he ain't gonna stop running it. If he finds that he can run it, they're just gonna run it the whole entire time. I think they're gonna get down in the game and they're gonna have to throw. And McCarthy's 190.5 right now.
I mean, Blake Corum to get a $125 is plus 154.
Yeah, I wish I could play these things, but I can't. Got to talk to Adabo.
You and Adabo, I tell you, you're on.
I mean, we gotta get things in order here. Penix all passing touchdowns, 3 for plus 198, 4 for plus 630. Mm. That's.
I don't know if I like that. I mean, do we?
McCarthy
like
2 passing touchdowns at plus 134.
I'm taking Washington on the money line, I think.
I guess I already have that, right, Joe, with the 25
yeah.
to 1. So.
You going to hedge?
I don't know.
I mean, just
I think I'm going to try to I think I'm going to try to be greedy like you were in the Oklahoma State Big 12 title game. And see if Washington can score first in the game so that I can...
That's always a bad recipe. You know that, right?
I know. And then see if I can get Michigan in game.
That's what I did with the Oak State. Never had a shot.
Well, that's because he got down 24-0 before you could blink. I mean, there was...
I know, but I had the ball first, and they just didn't try to run it.
I know. You needed them to score first, and they just...
Let me ask you this. In the late game, the Washington, were you impressed more with the offense or defense for Washington?
The defense.
The Me defense. Too.
Like you said, you know what it was. Yeah, and look, I think I expected more of what the first half was, which was 42 points, 21 apiece. And they were able to make some plays in that second half. And I tell you, Joe, I don't know if you were that good.
Those play calls were terrible. He was throwing sidelines.
Sark had a bad night.
Sark was like a deer in the headlights.
Not as bad as Tommy Rees, but he had a bad night.
Tommy Rees, have you ever seen Nick Saban? I asked Kevin this doing the show. I'll ask you because you're a Notre Dame fan. Do you feel the stage was too big for Tommy Rees? Like, out of all the coordinators, Sark, you know, Brian Daboll, Bill O'Brien, Lane Kiffin, you got Tommy Rees that in a big spot in the college football playoff never stepped up, right? So
right.
Do you think that coaching for Alabama in that spot with the game on the line in the final 8 minutes he got conservative? Because the moment was too big?
I mean, I think they absolutely got conservative. I don't know if it was because the moment was too big or maybe Nick told them to get conservative. I think that Nick probably had to say to him once they got the lead, listen, we can't block anybody. We got to make sure we're calling stuff where we're not leaving Milroe out to get hammered and fumble the football. You know, I think that... that those things were probably true. My biggest gripe with them, Joe, was those four plays after first and goal in the overtime. I still can't figure out what they were doing there.
What bothers you
the most about the fourth down call, Joe, and you're right, was the third down goal the screen pass for 1 yard?
Yep.
Yeah, that was awful. That was absolutely pathetic. But they had like 15 minutes to get the fourth down call right because you had a timeout. There was a review. There was something that happened there, and then Michigan called timeout, and then Alabama called timeout right after that. So, I mean, they had forever to get the play right, and when they decided that's what they wanted to call, just pathetic that's what they went with.
It was a bad look, Carver.
Roll him out and give him an option. Let him use his legs. Maybe he runs. Maybe he throws. What are we doing?
Terrible.
Awful job.
Awful.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. There you go, Joe. Get us rocking here. So Michigan and Washington, we will talk, obviously, Joe, all week about this leading up to Monday. And I'm sure you guys are in the mix. What's the deal for college football today? I'm sure you got a lot going on Monday night, right? What's the situation?
What do you mean next Monday night, you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying Monday night for the game. You guys on?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, we're on 8-1, I believe.
8-1. Wow, look at you guys. Well, that's what you did for the Sugar Bowl, too.
Yeah, actually, I got to double check that. I think it's a pregame. I might be on, like, when's, I don't know, I got to figure it out. I think it's 8-1.
I'm sure you guys are on before the actual game starts.
The game starts at 8:45.
Okay. There you go.
So I'm assuming that I'm going.
Do we really need to start that game at 8:45? Like,
when do you want them to start it?
I mean, about 8 o'clock. You know, I mean, that was torture, 1 a.m. And it is what it is. I stayed up and I watched, but that's torture. We're going that late.
No good?
That game took forever, Joe. Those games both took forever.
I know. Corbett, let me tell you, I was starving.
Long haul. I heard you were having some shrimp cocktail.
No, I don't eat shrimp. I brought the shrimp cocktail.
Oh, so you brought the shrimp for everybody, the College Football Today crew, but you didn't partake in it.
No, I brought shrimp cocktail and chicken franchise.
Okay. You ate that, I'm sure.
I could eat a whole tray of chicken franchise. It was for 15, 18 people. I could have eaten the whole thing.
Wow, look at you. Getting involved. So that's great. So Monday night, we'll obviously spend a lot of time.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Now and then with that.
Can't wait.
We haven't done any NFL yet. So let's get involved with that, too, since we haven't been together since the weekend. First of all, Joe, I think the NFL has to love that they have four divisions up for grabs still heading into the final weekend and a bunch of playoff spots. That makes them very happy. You have one complete win and get in, lose or go home game on Saturday night between the Texans and the Colts. You have a game for the AFC East on Sunday night between the Bills and the Dolphins. Depending on what happens before them, the Bills may go home if they lose that. You have the NFC South, which is a total mess, where Tampa controls the destiny. They just have to win at Carolina, but I've seen stranger things before. And then Atlanta and New Orleans play each other, where the winner of that could slip in the back door if Tampa ever lost. Similar situation for the winner of that Texan-Colt game. They might get more than just a playoff berth if Jacksonville lost to Tennessee on Sunday. A lot of moving parts, Joe. All in all, there's Green Bay's a win and get in against Chicago. Seattle needs help in Arizona, and we need Seattle, Joe, in that game, by the way.
Who's we? We, me,
we,
and you?
We need to keep what? Arizona under 4.5.
No. I lost that already.
Yeah, I thought you had him for 4 also. I thought you did 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, what am
I? If they get their fifth win, then you lose it all.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I mean,
why? What do you got? Seattle to miss the playoffs? Well, see how they can miss the playoffs even if they win.
Yeah,
you told me earlier that Green Bay is going to smash Chicago. They got nothing to worry about.
Green Bay is a Billy Club special.
A Billy Club special.
Yeah.
Get the soccer quarters out. It's that kind of game?
Yeah. Smash them. Smash them.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Why is that?
Could be a big bear day on Sunday.
Oh, really? Is that the case? The
could
Billy
be.
Club special?
Could be.
You and these. Now, all of a sudden, you know what kills me? Is that all of a sudden now you're buying into Justin Fields. He crushes the Atlanta Falcons. How is Atlanta still alive when they're 7-9?
How pathetic is that?
How are they alive? They got
what a gutless performance that was.
Yeah, but how were they alive?
How did they not fire Smith yet?
Well, just wait a minute. Tampa is 8-8. New Orleans is 8-8. They're 7-9. How
because
are they,
if all three teams are 8-9, Atlanta would have the best division record if they beat New Orleans.
That is incredible.
So the first tiebreaker for, obviously the first tiebreaker is head-to-head. If it's a three-teamer, it's division record. And Atlanta would have the best division record. I think they would actually be 6-2 in the division if they win that game. Or 6 or 4-2, whatever it is. They would have the best division record.
All right.
But you don't think Tampa's going to lose?
I do.
You're on the Panthers,
why?
Huh?
Yeah.
Outright. You think outright they're going to win?
No, yeah, I do.
Wow.
Why?
I'm just asking.
Why? You're taking Tampa Bay. You feel
no, I'm not. I'm not. I have a lot of Atlanta tickets. If you're telling me that there's still a chance, is what you're saying.
How could you feel confident? You're gonna bet.
I don't feel confident. You're telling me you feel confident.
I feel confident. I do.
I don't think Tampa's going to lose. Personally.
It's a 5.5-point spread.
I think that they're going to billy club them.
Nah, I don't think so. Baker going back to Carolina.
Big spot.
Yeah, could be nervous. Could be nervous.
What's he nervous about? The guy's got plenty of money.
These guys get nervous. They ran him out of town there.
He couldn't. The wife, the dog. I mean, he's got it all. Why does he got to worry about?
He couldn't cut it. Couldn't cut it in Carolina. Not many quarterbacks. Look at Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. How will Washington make the Cowboys sweat for this newfound gift that they've been given to potentially win the NFC East?
Ron Rivera, gutless Ron Rivera.
His final win one for the Gipper here. His final game as Washington head coach.
Yeah.
You don't think that they rally around him?
I mean, these games in Washington are always crazy, I feel like, with them when Dallas comes to town.
Because this is a major gift they've been handed.
Oh, I mean the Eagles.
Between the nonsense Saturday night at the end of that game and then Philly losing outright to Arizona. Both of those things happening, allowing the Cowboys to now potentially host two playoff games.
I know, it's crazy.
Is wild.
You think Jerry had the deal or no deal phone out?
I don't know. That I still think the most overlooked part, and everybody has gone nuts clearly for days now about whether the guy reported or not on the two-point conversion play.
Yeah,
I still think, Joe, the most absurd thing of the entire sequence was that Campbell still went for two when he got pushed 5 yards back.
Well, that's I think he was just shell-shocked. I mean, he...
Shell-shocked?
I don't even think he knew where he was. Keep going for two. You're on the 35-yard line. Go for it. We're going to win the game. We're going to bite off an elbow and, you know... Damn, what are you doing? It's 4th and 34. Milrow. If Jalen Milrow can complete a 4th and 31, we can do it.
Green Bay at Dallas, wild card weekend. You taking Green Bay? They get smoked in that game.
Who?
Packers would get destroyed in that game.
You really think that?
In fact, I don't care what the number is. I'll alt it double whatever the number is.
Whoa, hero, huh?
I will alt. Let's say they're a 7-point favorite. I'll alt it to 14. If they're a 10-point favorite, I'll alt it to 20.
Really?
They will absolutely destroy Green Bay. Green Bay's defense is bad, and you're gonna put Love down there. His first ever playoff start. That's gonna get ugly.
I would take them on the money line.
You're nuts. You're just saying that because of what I just said. You don't actually believe that.
No, I'm serious.
That would be a total bully ball spot for Dallas getting a team like that in their building on Wild Card Weekend. They will flex their muscles so much that you're going to get a better price on San Francisco to win the NFC. Bully ball special. But I already told you, I'm hoping we get that Ram Lion game.
I'm telling you this right now.
I'm taking the Rams.
I have the Rams at 45-1 to win the NFC. I'm not backing down. I love the way they're playing.
Yeah, but would you love them going into Santa Clara in the divisional round if they beat the Lions?
Well, they're going into Santa Clara this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, but this game is a scrimmage. Nobody's playing. Scrimmage. Not a real game. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Look out! Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So there are a lot of games that have some meaning. There are a few, I guess what you would call dumpster diver games this weekend where nobody's playing for anything. These are always the toughest. I mean, it's like ultimate stay away. Cleveland, Cincinnati, nothing on the line. Jets, Patriots. You imagine being at this Jet Patriot game on Sunday, Joe?
What, 10 people? 10 people?
Hey, you know, could be history. Could be Bill's last game there, right?
That's Bill's, yeah. So Bill wants that one, you know?
Well, Bill ain't gonna lose. Bill hasn't lost to the Jets since the 60s, so. I mean, let's be fair here.
We got an opportunity to beat the Patriots.
You see the, total, you see the total on that game?
Yeah, what is it, 32 and a half?
30 and a half.
Oh,
30.
God.
30 and a half?
I mean, really.
That will be the ultimate 6-3. Run the football, run the clock. You talk about two teams that can't get out of town fast enough after the way that their years have gone, the Patriots and the Jets. It's just, it's bad.
I'm trying to look for a total I like here.
Now, the other games just show that have zero on it. The Rams-Niners has nothing to it. So I wouldn't expect to see much from anyone there, despite both teams going to the playoffs. Broncos-Raiders is a zero. Chiefs-Chargers is a zero. In terms of both teams playing for absolutely nothing.
Let me ask you this. Does Pierce get that job?
I think he does. You know why, Joe? If you're Mark Davis, a couple years ago you had an interim coach who...
Bisaccia
bred, who really rallied the team. I mean, they were a couple plays away from beating Cincinnati the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he ends up not hiring him to go for the flashy, and I wouldn't even call it flashy, just the name, which Josh McDaniels that he wanted. I don't think he's going to make that mistake again. I think that he sees something here with the way that they've finished. And he's probably going to get, and I think he's going to give him the job. Now,
I think so too. Now, he got two divisional wins over Las Vegas, Kansas City and LA at the end of the year. Too,
I think the Chief game is the big one, Joe. That's the big one.
In Arrowhead to boot.
On Christmas Day, yeah. That was a nice Christmas present for Mark. And that might get Pierce the job. So if they win this week, they'll finish 8-9, right? Yeah, they'll finish 8-9 if they win this week.
I think he gets it with a win.
Which, considering they chopped the coach, is pretty good. Pretty good year for them. Who else is going to get chopped here, Joe? I was wondering. Because obviously you have Staley chopped. So the Chargers are already in the market. You had the Raiders we just talked about. They chopped McDaniels. You would think they're probably going to have Pierce.
Rivera's done. Dead man walking.
Rivera's getting chopped. Who else? Didn't get a third coach? Yeah, Carolina's in the market.
Is Smith
Who
getting
else?
Chopped?
I think Smith? He's absolutely getting chopped.
I can't
I don't
believe
see how
Dennis Allen is coming back. Dennis
he's
Allen?
He's going to be back. He'll be back.
Eberflus is going to be back?
Let me ask you. Let me go through this. Let me see if you think any of these guys get chopped.
Eberflus, really?
Staying. I think we both think Smith gets chopped in Atlanta. Staying. Now, there's been some stories with Vrabel. Him and the GM don't get along
don't
or something
he,
like that.
I don't
that.
Think he did a good job this year. I thought he coached like garbage this year.
I think he'd only leave on his own will for the Patriot job.
Bowles
is definitely
jobs,
staying.
I'll
yeah.
tell you what, I would want the Chicago job.
Well, I don't think he's getting chopped.
I know, they love this guy.
Because Joe, it's how you
on.
You know when you fin it. Now it could be end up being a mistake because we think he's a hump, but usually when you finish like that, you know that saves your job most of the time. Unless ownership gets told that they 100% are going to get like somebody like Harbaugh or something. You know then they're going to chop him. Rivera's definitely out. It's a new coach. He's going nowhere. I don't think it's going to be as bad, Joe. It's going to be Chargers, potentially Raiders, Carolina, Washington, Atlanta. Maybe there's usually one or two surprises, right? There's usually one or two where you go,
he's getting fired, boys. Arthur Smith is getting fired.
Oh, he's getting, I agree. Oh, there's no doubt he's getting
fired. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out on a limb. You ready? Salah.
Yeah, I think he is too, Joe. You know,
I don't.
He did a bad job this year. Like I know he lost the quarterback in the first game, but you know when you finish the way that they have with really little to no effort down the stretch, it's hard for me to bring coach back like that. I don't get. And that's 2 years in a row it happened. Last year. Right. They gave you little to no effort in November and December also. I would chop him. I agree.
Give him the Billy Club.
I would chop him because let's just call like it is. He's not a good head coach. He's just not.
First of all, his press conferences, I don't know. I got to think about it. You really caught me off guard. That was a great question.
Chop him up. The Niners are plus 210 as the favorites for the whole thing.
I can't do it.
The Ravens are plus 350. The Cowboys are now the third choice at plus 850.
Yeah, how could you bet the Cowboys? They haven't won a playoff game in so
long. I know, but that obviously changed. The number changed.
Rams. Where are the Rams?
Rams have actually trickled themselves up to 50-1. I mean, they were in the 100 area a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's to win it all. What about the NFC?
Oh, you want the NFC? You want conferences, huh?
Yeah, give me the
They're 25-1 now for
that's
the NFC.
It. Cut it in half. I got CLB.
You got, look at you. Get the can out.
Get the can. I'm talking to you, CLV. $20 of value. It's almost like an IOU. Buy it on Tuesday, I'll pay you.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten any Cleveland tickets for the AFC.
No, here's what I'm thinking about doing. You ready?
Yeah.
Talked about it last night. Cleveland to win the AFC, right?
Yeah.
And Washington to win the championship.
Cleveland to win the... Oh, you mean the game on Monday?
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Just to get a little more juice.
Why don't you put it with the golf, too?
You win the golf. There you go with the golf.
Why don't you take Scheffler to win in Hawaii this week? Just take the favorite at the top of the board, and then you go and you put him with the Browns, and now you get 135-1.
No, I'm taking the Browns with Washington. It pays 54.02.
Why don't you take the Browns with Washington with Scheffler?
I can't do that, Carver.
And then it's how about this, Joe? 356-1. Those are numbers that get Joe talking. There they are, man. A crisp $20 bill wins you $7,000.
Here's what I'm thinking about doing. Next game, okay?
Yeah.
Browns to win it, Washington to win it. And Terry Rozier for 5 threes in his next game.
Terry Rozier. Got the sniffles in Sacramento on Tuesday night.
What do you think?
Geez. No.
All right, let's get a smash your bookie in the face with the shovel. Washington, Browns to win the AFC, and give me somebody in the hoops.
You what, like to win the whole thing?
College hoops.
College hoops?
The pedigree.
How about this? I got one for you.
The blue bloods.
I got a play for you can put in from the college.
Good. Arizona to win it all.
No. Hold on. Let me pull something up here for you.
Here, I got it. The blue bloods. Arizona's 11-1.
Take Arizona to win the Pac-12 at minus 135.
Nah, you're always shooting low, Carver. You're always shooting low.
All right, fine. How about just over the final four? Arizona, plus 250.
All right, where do you see that?
Under final four.
There it is.
Why don't you put the Iowa women in there too at 9-1 and win the women's title? Caitlin Clark.
No, why don't we do this? I like the way this team.
How many things are in this parlay now? What do you have in there?
Kansas
to win the whole thing?
No, Final Four. Browns, Washington, and Kansas. Look at this. Smash your bookie. Put them into a, what is it? Put them into a straitjacket. Put them in a body cast.
What is it?
$100 pays $24,659.
No thanks.
Why?
I guess I'm Kansas.
Cleveland, Washington, Flacco, Pettis.
Why don't you put a cherry on top? Why don't you
LSU to win it all in 2023.
You could put Man City to win the Premier League at -150.
You and this Man City
on there.
Stop with the Man City.
Get everybody in there.
How about you throw Rafa Nadal? Throw Rafa Nadal to win the Brisbane Open while you're there, baby.
Let's go.
I'll tell you what. All right, hero. Here's what I'm going to do. You ready? Cleveland, Washington, Kansas to make the Final Four, Philly to win the NFC East. $100 pays.
No, you just ruined it. No, you ruined it. Joe, $1,000 in Washington. Why would you do that? You can't do that.
Why can't I do that?
Well, first of all, I don't think they would let you put NFC East with the AFC. They let you do that?
No, not the NFC Championship.
Oh, Philly to win the NFC Championship. I'm sorry.
Plus $550. $100 pays $160,000.
Cleveland.
Smash
Philly
that
Super Bowl.
Bookie. Smash him. Where's Sal? I want Sal. I got the shovel. Where is he?
God bless.
I want those cheek implants. No Botox for Sal for 5 weeks. We're gonna smash him. Smash him again. We take him for $160,000. Yeah, I'm calling for Sal. Where's my money?
Why don't you throw Vegas to win the cup in there too?
How about these Red Wings?
Red Wings. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. There's a lot of NBA on Wednesday night. Like a lot of NBA. Washington's in Cleveland. They're getting 9. Washington's awful. The Bucks and the Pacers are playing for what seems like the 97th time already this season.
Halliburton, you want a little Halliburton in your life?
Joe, 258.5.
You see, they're going to suck us in. I don't like that total. I'm going under. I mean, every time they play, I feel like they blow through that total. There's going to be one outlier. And watch, even if they get 240, Dame Time will probably have like 18.
Yeah, he's been a little spotty lately, Joe.
What do you want to do? You want to go with the big man? You want to go with Giannis?
Nah.
Want to ult him up to 60?
What
do you want?
Oh, you
want to go?
That's right. Didn't the last time they played in the? Oh, they played the other night. But then they had to fight about the ball. The other game that they played. They've played so many times this year.
Or whatever.
Yeah, the franchise record. OKC's -1.5 in Atlanta. The Nets, who got absolutely throttled in New Orleans on Tuesday night, are in Houston for the second leg of a back-to-back. Hopefully, they give you a little bit better effort. The Bulls are in New York against the Knicks, Joe.
No, they're going to step up. That'll be a step-up spot for Coby White.
After they got whacked by the Sixers.
They get smashed.
Clippers, Suns, Pistons, Jazz, Magic, Kings, Heat, Lakers. Big Wednesday night. All right, Joe. Great job as always. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, cash some tickets. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the grid.